The Vlada A Dracula Tale sequel, Killeen the Vampire, is now currently running on Kickstarter till September 12th. Please pledge a donation, pick up a copy of this great independent comic book. Several of the artists on the book, including covers and interiors, include Tim Vigil, Matt Slay, Ken Hunt, Chandra Akerblom, Heather Rose, Len Danovich, Jay Kennedy, Nick Capone, and Wendy Shaner. Tim Vigil is best known for Faust, was artist on several other Vlada projects, and Ken Hunt was the interior artist on Vlada A Dracula Tale, where Matt Slay was cover artist, is now doing interiors with Tim Vigil. Please go to the Killeen the Vampire Kickstarter page, pledge a donation, or find it on Vlada A Dracula Tale on Facebook or Twitter. I am the creator, Chris Denmead, and I could use your donation if you want to support independent comics. Thank you. Everyone, welcome back to another exciting episode of Goth Girl Horror, the official Hack Slash podcast. I am your host, Dr. Chris, and I'm flying solo on this one, only because this was a hard one to kind of get coverage for, as not a lot of people I knew, even though were diehard Hack Slash fans, knew a lot about the crossover, or who the crossover was with, which is the character's body bags. Something I was never familiar with. When I heard this crossover was coming, I thought maybe it was just the title, Hack Slash Body Bags. Because you think about that, and you go, oh yeah, Cassie and Vlad, they kill serial killers. Eventually the killers will end up in a body bag, of course. But that's not the case with this one. These are actual characters that were created by somebody who was unfortunately passed away. He got really sick after his creation. He'd worked at Marvel and DC for a while, so I really had to do some research to find out a lot about this. And this episode will be covering the four issues, but we're also going to get into a little bit about what Body Bags really is. It was originally a comic book launched through Dark Horse Comics through their Blank Noir line of books produced by Gaijin Studios in 1996. And the creator was Jason Pearson. Now, Gaijin Studios was an American comic book company based out of Georgia. And a lot of their talent included Dave Johnson, Adam Hughes, Cully Hammer, and many more. Their line of comics, I wasn't able to find a ton of information about, but with Body Bags, again, it was originally a Dark Horse book, and now it's a Image comic. There have been three other series prior to this. There was Body Bags, Body Bags Father's Day, Body Bags 3 The Hard Way, a Body Bags One Shot, and like myself, who has a Kickstarter currently running for my comic book, they did a Kickstarter for their series. They raised almost $40,000, but due to the illness of the creator, unfortunately, it was heavily delayed. The little bit of information I could find out about Jason Pearson was that he worked for multiple companies, doing characters like Starman, Namor, the X-Men, and many, many more. I believe he passed away just a few years ago. I think he died of a stroke, which is really unfortunate. It's not a great way to go. But Stefano Caselli, who's also known for creating Hack Slash, and of course he worked at Marvel on Amazing Spider-Man, which is, his artwork is fantastic, by the way. I've always enjoyed his artwork alongside Tim Seeley's. Him and Tim put together this four-issue series. Now, the two characters of Body Bags, I remember reading there was some controversy with the main character because if she was this, like, buxom character who's only 16 years old. So that had obviously a lot of people just kind of cringing at the definitely anime influence of it all. But with the two characters themselves, Body Bags, I'll get into a little bit about who they are, what their backstory is, as it's definitely not a comic book I am entirely familiar with. It's set in a fictional city of Terminus, Georgia, and there are contract-killing exploits of a Hispanic father and daughter called Body Baggers. The assassin is Mac Delgado, Clownface, and then his daughter. A lot of the Body Bag similarities come from Leon the Professional. If you remember, that was that Natalie Portman film from like the mid-1990s, just a few years before she was in The Phantom Menace. The credits for all four of the issues for Body Bags include Tim Seeley as script, art by Stefano Caselli and Steve Kurth, colors by Kurt Michael Russell, letters by Crank. Created in association with 12 Gauge Comics and the Jason Pearson Estate. The books are respectfully dedicated to Jason Pearson, creator of Body Bags. DIP, draw in peace. At least in heaven, there are no erasers or deadlines. I thought that was very poetic and really cool. And I believe this is the, these are the credits for all of them. One Night in Terminus. It was a brand new series that started in October of 2024 and then just ended in January. But I believe the last issue might have been delayed. Diamond distribution problems. All four issues have either two or the four of the main characters on there. On the first issue, you have Vlad, Cassie, Cloudface, and Panda. Issue two, you have Cloudface, Panda looking down into water. They see the reflections as Cassie and Vlad. Who's, I never thought it was a father-daughter kind of relationship. I always thought that it was like a brother-sister relationship. And then issue three has Panda and Cassie covered in blood. And then issue four has Panda and Vlad. Looks like they're about to start fighting. Some of the other covers for it has Panda and Vlad kind of enveloped into one giant creature with Cassie and Vlad about to go at each other. One cover, which I didn't have a chance to get, which I would absolutely love to, has Cassie confronting Smiley Face. One just has Cassie on the cover with Smiley Face behind him. I think Clown Face. I'm sorry, I keep saying Smiley Face. That's a different kind of character. One has Vlad attacking Panda. And then the various cover artists include Tim Seeley, Kurt Michael Russell, Kalman Andronzinski, if I'm saying that correctly. There's also blank variant covers that are in red, so you can have a variant cover drawn on red instead of the typical white, which I think is really cool. Derek Robertson, Carlos Padilla, another cover by Tim Seeley, Kurt Michael Russell. Really great variant cover artwork. And then there's additional white covers as well that you can draw on. There's also a Cassie. It looks like she's covered in tattoos. It was like a brutal new comic book day variant cover exclusive, I believe. I'm trying to see if there was other covers that I might have missed for this. I don't own any body bag comics, that's for sure. Yeah, there was also the, what looks like just a giant head of Vlad or the giant head of Clown Face on the cover as well. Rich Johnston over at Bleeding Cool News talks about Tim reaching out to do this crossover and says, Tim reached out over a little year ago via our mutual friend Cully Hammer, one of Jason's former studio mates at Guidance Studios, with the idea to do a crossover, said Pearson's friend and publisher Jason Gardner. To be honest, before talking with him, with Tim, my initial reaction was probably not. This was about 6 months after Jason's passing. His mom was in the middle of selling his estate, and it just wasn't something on her radar or mind. But after I spoke with Tim, it immediately clear he was a huge fan of body bags, that Jason's work had been strong influence on him, and that was something he and Stefano really wanted to do. We talked about possible date ideas and could see how this could be something special. So there you go. There's more to the article. If you go to bleedingcoolnews.com and type in /crossover with body bags, you can get the full information about all of that regarding the comic book. The story of Hack Slash Body Bags is Cassie and Hag are hanging out at an awful house. It's supposed to be like a Waffle House, maybe. They just arrived at Terminus, Georgia, and they're looking for a killer by the name of Edgelord. Cassie misses the days when they could get targets with names like Wendell Tarkleton. Things have gotten worse, and they're about to get dangerous. Tim's miniseries opens up with the team making an homage to Pearson's work. It's a dark entry in a brutal couple of body bags enter a city filled with kinds of danger. Cassie shows up into the bedroom of someone who recently lost his right hand. He's living in West Terminus with his grandfather. He's calling for him. He wants more hydroquinone, and he gets it a visit from someone who looks like Edgelord. The kid doesn't know a whole lot, but she is able to get more important intel for him while subbing against his. I think Seeley balances the story pretty well between the action and the investigation. The fact that these characters are running into each other and they both have very similar backstories in a way really helps to elevate the story a lot. One thing that's really good is the narrative eventually really slows down just enough to deliver a degree of serious drama. And there is a grunginess to the style of the entire story that I hadn't seen in a while. They definitely keep the story moving with a good amount of momentum through this entire thing. So I don't begrudge anything about how it's written. The only thing about it is just that I'm not 100% aware of the backstory of the main characters, as I mentioned. And then there have been stories before that Cassie has crossed over with that I was not aware of who the characters were. They do have to team up everyone with their you know, corresponding counterparts like Cassie and Panda face off against the teen-killing psychopath, who has a big hatred for Panda, and Vlad and Mac are get involved with each other just because of how their towering, hulking-like physique definitely would match them up. And they get deep in with a bunch of cops and mercs. In the end of the story, Cassie and Vlad are desperately trying to leave Terminus and are pursued by the entirety of the Sinos Police Department. Thankfully, they've made friends with the body bag crew and are able to get out of the city. One of the things that I definitely see throughout the story is it's more of the absolute incredible amount of brutal violence between the characters. And Panda says something to Cassie that definitely triggers her rage, that how she is so much more like her mother than she wants to believe, because Panda's aware of who Cassie's mother is. It's probably pretty well known in those circles who Cassie's mother is. And Cassie wants to prove that she's not anything like her mother, which was the lunch lady serial killer, and it breaks her down. It definitely seems to be Cassie's trigger and something that can elevate her. Kind of reminds me of, like, saying Martha in the Batman versus Superman movie. I know that it's not very well beloved when that happens, but that kind of trigger for somebody to get them to back down can be used very well in storytelling, and I think it's used very well here in the body bag series versus how it's used in Batman versus Superman. One of the things I didn't like about it, I guess it's up to you to how you feel about it. Maybe it could be used as a sketch cover, but I definitely don't think you should draw on these other than a quick sketch. The back of most of the covers are just clear, blank, green, red, and blue. And then the back of one of them has an artwork by Sergio Algazzoni of Cassie and Panda on like a playing card. And at the end of the fourth issue, it does say that body bags will return. So I'm assuming that they're going to continue publishing them through Image Comics. There are a couple of body bag trade paperbacks that you can pick up. Father's Day, Body Bags Volume 1, Father's Day, and Body Bags Volume 2, Theories of Violence. The difference between Clownface and Panda and Cassie and Vlad, I want to point out, is that Cassie and Vlad are slashing hunting duo, whereas Panda and her father are bounty hunters. Something that they make money on, which is something you think Cassie and Vlad would be looking into to figure out how to keep themselves alive in their little rinketing van. They make money when they can. It's not like selling out their services to go after these serial killers. They should be more like heroes for hire. And something I would love to mention to Tim Seeley and just be like, maybe give Cassie and Vlad some kind of financial stability so they're not so desperately homeless all the time. I think they definitely get into some deep reflecting with the characters, which is really great. It'll be interesting to see is it Tim Seeley that will be taking over the body bag stuff, because I haven't seen anything come out since this series ended, but I know Tim has been very busy with the revival of the TV series on Sci-Fi Channel, so we'll have to definitely wait and see if we get more body bags. Some interesting ads in the back. I love pointing out these ads, especially if I have the physical copies. Maria Lovett's Violent Flowers in the Seasons by Rick Remender looks really cool and very creepy. Also, Witchblade has come back from Top Cow. I would love to see a Top Cow crossover with Cassie, but I'd also love to see just Cassie doing her own thing again for a while. I remember Tim mentioned to me once about not wanting to do a ton of crossovers with Hackslash, but a lot of people want to do that with her because it seems so easy. And one of the ones I pointed out that would be perfect is the Pumpkinhead character. That would make an excellent crossover. All in all, I recommend possibly picking up the first volume of Body Bags to give yourself a buffer to who these characters are before you read Hackslash Body Bags. I think that definitely would be a great idea. It's too bad we never got to meet Pearson prior to his passing. I'm probably aware of his work. I just wasn't exposed to it that often. So I would love to, my condolences out to his family. And, you know, maybe one day we will do a film about him. I have a film series called Untold Legends of Comic Books. Currently, we've done one of Mark Gruenwald, working on a Bernie Wrightson one right now. We're going to do Danny O'Neill, Paul Ryan, George Perez, and many more. And maybe we do one of Jason Pearson one day as well. If you like this episode, please definitely leave a rating on iTunes, Stitcher, Amazon Music, wherever you happen to listen to podcasts. That would mean a lot to me. If you want to send me an email, you can, thatradiohorror@gmail.com. Do not email or message Tim Seeley about this podcast. he has come on the show before, but this is independent of him. He just appreciates the love for his characters of Hackslash. So send in all emails and correspondence to me. There is a Goth Girl Horror Twitter that you can check out as well. If you do like the podcast, maybe make a mention to Tim saying you like the podcast. Thank you, everyone. We'll be back with Zombie Tramp versus Hackslash coming up on the next episode of Goth Girl Horror, the official Hackslash podcast.